This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado workers have a new guarantee of paid sick leave. CPR's Andrew Kenny has more.
The pandemic will have a lasting effect on workers' rights in Colorado. A new state law requires employers to grant all their employees paid sick leave. In the first year, the law will apply to companies with at least 16 employees. Next year, it will expand to include all employers. This is the first time that state law will require paid leave for workers. Employers must provide at least 6 sick days per year, but the law does not apply to gig workers. The new law overlaps, for now, with an executive order from Governor Jared Polis, which requires most companies to offer 2 weeks of sick leave during the public health emergency. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Colorado's Congressional House delegation was sworn into office yesterday. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports it was a day-long affair.
The newest member of the Colorado delegation, Republican Representative Lauren Boebert, cast her first vote in the House even before she was sworn in. She and the other GOP members supported Kevin McCarthy for Speaker, but Democrat Nancy Pelosi won the gavel, with all of Colorado's Democrats voting for her. This week, Congress counts the Electoral College votes. Boebert says she will object to the count, while fellow Republican Ken Buck led a statement against using Congress to overturn the election results. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Free COVID-19 testing is now available in parts of Garfield County. Testing is Mondays in Rifle and Parachute and on Sundays in Newcastle. The program is expected to last through March. Western Colorado has highs in the 30s. It'll be in the 40s and 50s today along the Front Range. This is CPR News.